Hey, talking hot dog down here. Don't you know who I am? Nathan's Famous. Born and bunned on Coney Island. I am famous after all for my all beef. Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
Maximize your Texas Hill Country vacation and stay in Cedar Park, 30 minutes from Austin Bergstrom International Airport. With direct access to three major highways and the metro rail, you can get anywhere in the region quickly. Cedar Park. Here, you can be anywhere.
So, I just got the State Farm Personal Price Plan on my car insurance.
So you told your agent you play the bagpipes for your dog?
What? No, I didn't get that personal. My agent just helped me create an affordable price just for me. Okay, let me show you what I've been working on. Hey, Buster!
Contact local agent Krista Anderson in Metter today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories, and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health, as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started.
Hello and welcome, listeners, to another episode of Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Sana, and today we have an incredibly inspiring conversation lined up for you. We are diving into the transformative power of mindset, particularly for women struggling with self-worth, confidence, and those pesky self-sabotaging behaviors. Our guest today is the phenomenal Karen Gray. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here with you today, Sana.
So, listeners, before we proceed on to the discussion, I would love to introduce my guest to all of you. Karen is an ICF certified life and business coach and the co-founder and CEO of Gray Legacy Partners. She specializes in helping high achieving women reclaim their voice, embrace their worth, and live a life they don't need to escape from. With her rich experience in the corporate world and her own personal journey of overcoming self-worth challenges, Karen empowers women globally to break free from imposter syndrome and insecurity. And in today's episode, we learn how to unlock self-worth and break the cycle of self-sabotage. So, listeners, let's dive right in. Karen, welcome to the show once again. It's an absolute pleasure having you with us today.
I'm excited about the conversation. I feel like this is something that it's not just unique to women, but I don't really know of a woman who hasn't struggled with this. So it's definitely very prevalent for women.
Absolutely. Karen, so starting with your personal journey, your journey from the corporate world to becoming an empowering mindset coach, that's really very encouraging and it's remarkable. So can you share what motivated you to make this kind of transition and how your own experiences with self-worth shaped your coaching path?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking and for creating the space for this. So in the 90s, I'm going way too far back. Okay. I was a financial advisor at the time and a branch manager of a credit union. And I had a teenage daughter that was getting into pageant competitions. Mm-hmm. And her coach that was helping us was a friend of ours, was helping her in exchange for some other favors. So she was kind of coaching and working off the coaching, and our friend was killed in a car accident. So I had to jump in and help my daughter get ready for her next pageant. And in the middle of that was coaching her on speaking, coaching her on interviews, coaching her on confidence to stand up and be seen. And she did really well. And so I loved it. She loved the experience. And we had other friends that saw the difference in my daughter and reached out to me to help their daughters. And so that's actually where my coaching began. I used my own experience and things that I had gone through to help them. And then I began to see this correlation between what I had experienced, what my daughter had experienced, these other girls, and what my professional advisory female clients were going through, this lack of confidence and trusting themselves. Lack of confidence in their ability to make decisions, their concern about making everything perfect and being seen as perfect and being everything to everybody and serving everybody first and really to their own detriment. And I found so much satisfaction and purpose in helping them on those topics, more so than chasing a stock portfolio return or doing any of the financial stuff. And so eventually, after 30 years in corporate America, made the official change over to something that I felt was just a purpose, a calling on my life. And that was to help women with these confidence issues and to really help them to serve in their biggest, greatest capacity. And that has been a tumultuous change because I had all the things come up because I had been an advisor. That's who I identified myself as. So to transfer my identity and see my identity and my value in me, that's where the real work began. When I began to make that transition and had to step in and lean in and really do the hard work. So now that's the premise for my current coaching, is the work that I did in becoming the person who can coach someone on that transition and who has really done the inner work to do now the outer work, how I serve.
Wow. Wow. That's a heck of a journey, Karen. And thank you so much for sharing this.
Yeah, thank you.
You talk about helping women discover their VQ or value awareness.
Yes.
So for our listeners, if you could explain, what exactly does this mean and why is it so crucial for women, especially in leadership roles?
Yeah. So kind of going back to that story that I just shared, I realized that my ability and my client's ability to step into this led to do, right? This, I wanted to be a successful coach. I wanted to have successful business. Yet there were these underlying issues of self-worth, a lack of self-worth, this feeling like I didn't somehow deserve it because of what had happened to me. So my self-worth was impacting my ability to even see myself as a successful coach, to see myself as affluent or abundant or wealthy. And so doing that inner work and finding my value based on who I am inherently as a human, as a woman, as a mom, as a coach, of all the things that I identify as, rather than the self-imposed value that is put on us and other people's opinions, other people telling me I'm worthy, when I can own my value and know that it's inherent, immovable, indisputable, irrefutable, that then is something that I can align with and begin to receive wealth, begin to receive prosperity, abundance. It affects our relationships. It affects our ability to step into bigger positions to ask for. So if I don't see myself as being confident and self-valuable, then I'm going to have a hard time asking for a promotion. I'm going to have a hard time leading others because I'm going to be triggered when they question me. I'm going to be, you know, feel inadequate in so many situations. So the equation, if we go back to my financial life, the equation was our value plus our belief And awareness of that value equals our ability to receive. And so it's a really easy solution to a really complex question and problem. But when women, other, and it's not exclusive to women, but when we can as humans see our value, own our value, be able to receive that value back and align ourselves with who, in my opinion, who God says we are and who we believe ourselves to be, then we're able to have the life we really truly are called to live.
That's true, Karen. And could you explain the how particularly women, they are struggling with self-sabotaging behavior. What are some of the common ways this shows up, and how can they begin to recognize and overcome these destructive patterns?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question, because I feel like it's something that is so common. And it's something that as we do the inner work and we see that this feeling of being an imposter really is rooted in everything is rooted in a thought. It begins with a thought. And so when we can ask ourselves, what is the thought? What is the story that I'm making up about this feeling, this situation, then we can ask ourselves, is that true? And oftentimes what happens though, is then we go about finding proof that yes, it is true. So can we walk through an example to kind of help make this real for people?
Sure.
So let's say I have this imposter syndrome that I'm a failure in business. And because this is something many people come to me with, like I've failed before, so I don't know how to be a successful business owner. And so the thought is that because this one example failed, or my parents weren't entrepreneurs, or whatever proof it is that I'm finding, that equates to that's a fact, and now it's a rule. So I've made a story that one situation or one circumstance is now who I am. I attach my identity to that. And therefore my brain goes about finding all the proof. Well, obviously I can't, because, you know, that situation failed. My parents didn't do that. I couldn't make this work. We go about finding all of the validation. So if you peel all that back and just look at what is the truth? The truth may be something very, very different. And truth is something that I go back to, it's inherent, it's irrefutable, it's indisputable. So what is the truth here? What does God say I am? What is the thing that's indisputable, irrefutable? And that is that I am valuable. My experience is valuable. Who I am as a woman, mom, human, support coach, whatever it is, the position is valuable. Am I trying to be something I'm not? Am I trying to step into a place I haven't prepared for? Maybe I self-sabotage that because I wasn't quite ready to receive. If I was successful in this business, what would that mean? Having more money, what is my money story? So there's so much that can come from that. And that's why I believe it's so important to have a coach or a mentor that can mirror that back to you and walk you through the stories that we create, because oftentimes we get stuck on the story and end up feeling like an imposter, self-sabotaging, all of the things that our ego does to keep us safe. It's really a safety mechanism, and we don't like the results, but we're actually the ones creating them.
That's great. And money mindset is another area you focus on with your clients. So how does a woman's perception of her value impact her ability to demand the income she deserves? And what are some practical steps to improve this?
Yeah, it goes back to that same philosophy of your value, equal your belief in your value equals your ability to receive. So if you only see the stories, if you only see the problems and your scars and your lack, you will have a really hard time being able to receive money or keep money if you've received it. And so the money story that you create then creates other issues of you being able to receive that abundance. And so I kind of sound like a broken record here, but it's really simple. Uh-huh. Our stories, our thoughts, our beliefs about them, we go about proving them. And then the truth of what we really could have is mm-hmm. overridden by what we've talked ourselves into believing is true. And so the answer to that is pretty simple. It's getting back to the core value. Who am I truly called to be? Who am I at my core? I'm valuable. I'm worthy. I'm abundant. We can go about finding abundance all around us. We can go about finding reasons why we're valuable and proof that we are. And when we agree with that and align with that, then we begin to not self-sabotage and create this resistance to the things that we really do want, the things that we say we want and are called to want. When we can align ourselves with our ability to receive it, then we can actually step into those things, call those things in, demand those things. Because oftentimes we'll say, for example, you know, I really want to make, let's just start with something simple. I want to make $10,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And I say that, yet inside my heart or my head, I'm like, well, you've never made it before. What makes you think you can have that? Mm-hmm. Or that only happens to other people. That doesn't happen to us, right? Because in our story, in our history, maybe our parents have never made that kind of money. We've never lived that kind of lifestyle. And even though we have a desire for it, we can't conceptualize that we could actually live that. So if you think about it from that perspective, it's really simple to see how that in and of itself is the block that's keeping you from being able to step into that. Now, take that another step further. You got to do the work. You have to do the inner work and then go about earning the outer work. But you have to be able to be the person first, the person that can lead, the person that can do the work, the person that's done the inside effort before you do the external effort.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, I totally agree with you, Karen, on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's in the day-to-day awareness mm-hmm. where it really happens. Because we can say, oh, I know that all to be true. Of course we do. Yet then we go about having these conversations and we're like, you know, our language is counterproductive to the things that we say we want. We use can't, we use I should, I have to. We use the word but. You know, yeah, but that, you know, so we find excuses and we justify, and that's really just our ego mm-hmm. protecting us, trying to save us from the pain of feeling like a failure, the pain of having the, you know, the thing fall apart again and being hurt or being seen and being embarrassed, humiliated, the fear and shame. Those two things are almost always at the root of whatever it is, this thought that's popping up over and over and over again, that's creating the story that's sabotaging you. So if you go back to the root, mm-hmm. what is the thought? What is the story that I'm making? What is the story I'm telling myself? You'll be shocked to find it's super simple.
Hey, talking hot dog down here. Don't you know who I am? Nathan's Famous. Born and bunned on Coney Island. I am famous after all for my all beef. Nathan's Famous. Made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
Maximize your Texas Hill Country vacation and stay in Cedar Park, 30 minutes from Austin Bergstrom International Airport, with direct access to three major highways and the metro rail. You can get anywhere in the region quickly. Cedar Park. Here, you can be anywhere.
So, I just got the State Farm Personal Price Plan on my car insurance.
So you told your agent you play the bagpipes?
for your dog?
What? No, I didn't get that personal. My agent just helped me create an affordable price just for me. Okay, let me show you what I've been working on. Hey, Buster!
Contact local agent Krista Anderson in Metter today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
But again, you have to go about the work, and that part's not easy.
Yeah, definitely. And there's something called as the comparison game, and it can be so damaging. How can women stop comparing themselves to others and start focusing on their own unique strengths and stories?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I think in a world where we're listening to podcasts and we're hearing all of this great advice and seeing on social media people who are presenting their best self.
Yeah.
You might be hearing this podcast and hearing us talk and going, okay, they've got it all together. She's got it all figured out. So obviously her life is easy. you know, right? You're saying no, not at all. And I'm saying no, not at all. So let's normalize the fact that everybody's presenting their best self online, and no one's called to do your journey. No one's called to walk your walk. No one has your plan and purpose for their life. So recognizing that your journey is valid, your journey is valuable, and allowing yourself the grace and the love and the space to stay in your own lane.
Exactly.
Because it's when we look at someone and we feel shame that we begin to see that as a negative. If I do the inner work first, and I can look at someone and see, okay, they're triggering something in me, so I feel lack. What is that? That's something I can do something about. I can choose to do the inner work, and now they're not my enemy or a comparison that I can't, they're not triggering me. Now they're inspiring me, because I know they have something going on. I know they have a story they're telling themselves and that they're battling, and they're just a human that maybe has a little more time doing the work, a little more resources, and they're applying it. So the only thing different between me and you, if you're listening to this and feeling comparison or lack or being triggered, the only difference is time, resources, and application. That's it.
Great. And before we wrap up, Karen, transitioning into the next phase of life, it can be both exciting but daunting as well. What advice do you have for women who are looking to enter the next phase of their best life, whether it's a career shift or it's a new passion or simply a mindset transformation?
Yeah. These are the women that I am truly called to serve and to just inspire and to be inspired by. And I really believe that these women have poured their heart and soul into everyone else and put themselves last in 9 out of 10 situations. Yeah. And so my biggest advice for them is to see that that happened, and now you get to take care of you. Now you get to do the inner work. You get to love you. You get to see your value. And you get to step into this next phase of life, whatever that looks like, with a full, whole, healthy heart, mind, body. So give yourself permission to take care of you. Give yourself permission to see the scars and the failures and anything that once was perceived as negative as something that has made you this beautiful being that you are, so that you can go and serve in this next phase of your life, whatever that looks like. Everything that once felt like it happened to you, see it as actually happened for you.
Exactly.
And I love doing this exercise with my clients where you take kind of like a balance sheet that you would use for finances. So you have a T draw a line down the middle of a paper and at the top. And at the top is write your name. Mm-hmm. And on the left, you can write all of the things that have happened to you in your life. Maybe I got a divorce. Maybe I had a failed business. I had 3 C-sections and, you know, whatever it is, these things that have happened to you. I had a, you know, an abusive spouse or an abusive parent or whatever the traumas, the things that you in the past have seen happening to you. And then on the right side of the paper, write what you learned from that. What is the lesson? Who did it help you become? How has it helped you be more empathetic, more sympathetic, stronger? What did you learn from that experience? Maybe what you learned was what you didn't want to be. You learned what not to do. But when you're done, take the paper, tear it in half and hold the side that has the lessons. And then you can physically do a release of the things that happened to you by burning that left side of the paper, all the things that were negative. You can burn it. You can tear it up. You can shred it, wad it up, whatever you want to do. And as you're doing that, do a mental exercise and you can say, thank you. Thank you for this, these things that have happened. I now carry the gifts. I release you. I let you go. You no longer happen to me. You happen for me. And I'm carrying these positive things forward.
Definitely.
And then just breathe through that. Just imagine all of that weight shifting off of you, just like rolling off your shoulders. That exercise. And if you hear this and you're like, okay, I don't know what she said, reach out to me. I'm happy to walk you through that. But that is the power of the leveling up shift, letting go and leaning forward. And that will transform your value, your belief, your ability to receive abundance, your ability to step into this new level almost immediately.
Wow. I loved the last line, letting go and leaning forward. Superb, Karen. That was really beautiful. Yeah. And if our listeners want to explore the resources, the coaching you are offering, and you have actually a podcast as well, Rock Movers Podcast, how they can access, how they can connect with you.
Yeah. So I am on every platform, primarily live on Instagram and LinkedIn. And you can find me at Coach Karen Gray, G-R-A-Y. And my website is coachkarengray.com. And then again, as you mentioned, thank you for sharing that. I do have a podcast called Rock Movers, where I share stories like this. I talk about how you can move your rocks. And I have a mastermind, and I have a great program right now that's a mini confidence course where I talk about these kind of things. And for a short time, I've discounted it to $27. So if you want to check into that, I have other free resources. You can get all of that on my website and then connect with me. Just reach out, lean in, and ask for help, because none of us can do this alone. I have 2 coaches I work with, one for health and one for business and life. And so I believe that the things that we do, the modality of coaching, is so critically important. So, you know, I think if you ever want to work with someone, you want to work with someone who's working with someone, because we all need fed. We all need that mirror. We all need support. So I live that 100%.
Definitely. We'll mention all the details in the show notes for our listeners. And Karen, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and experience with us today. And it's clear that mindset truly is the key to unlocking self-worth and creating a life full of confidence and purpose. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And to our listeners, if you are struggling with self-sabotage or feeling stuck, remember that change begins with the thoughts we nurture. Karen's insights have really shown us that our value is already within. We just need to unlock it. And be sure to check out Karen's work and the Rock Movers podcast for more such incredible content. You can refer the show notes along with this episode on your favorite podcast platform. And as always, don't forget to subscribe leave a review and tune into the next episode of Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Sana, and reminding you to nurture your mind and live your best life. See you next time.